Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we had 5 posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the most recent post, we described the study where the authors found that white matter transformations in a brain were found in athletes without any clinical or outward behavioral or cognitive abnormalities. In another post this week, we introduced guidelines from the German Knee Society on concepts for prevention of knee and ACL injuries. Another consensus paper we shared was a worldwide Delphi procedure on return to play after hamstring injuries in soccer. In another post, we reported on a study where the authors found that external focus of attention with a visual feedback may be optimal for an effective anterior cruciate ligament injury prevention program. Finally, we summarized the study where the authors found that adolescent athletes with a previous knee injury history report poor quality of life scores that affect their physical functioning as well as their social and school functioning. If we take a closer look at that last post, we find that the authors completed a cross-sectional study to see if knee injury history was associated with a lower quality of life among adolescent athletes who were cleared to participate in sports. The researchers asked 183 interscholastic athletes to complete a health history questionnaire, the Pediatric International Knee Documentation Form, or IKDC, which assesses overall quality of life, as well as the Pediatric Quality of Life, which assesses emotional, physical, social, and school functioning subscales. And this was completed during preseason assessments. 36 athletes reported a prior knee injury history, with ligament sprains being the most common injury. Athletes with a prior knee injury had a lower quality of life, lower physical function, social function, and school function, as well as a lower IKDC score. The researchers observed no differences for emotional functioning or when they accounted for gender. In the study, the authors showed that adolescent athletes who were medically cleared for sports are reporting poor quality of life related outcomes if they have a knee injury history. It would have been interesting to see if athletes with a history of a major knee injury versus those with more of a chronic injury responded differently. However, these findings seem consistent with what has been found in the past in other populations. Patients across multiple levels of sport are still reporting problems despite being medically cleared to return to physical activity and/or sport, with knee injury history being a risk factor for long-term problems such as osteoarthritis. We should be paying more attention to this, as it seems that our patients are trying to tell us something's wrong. An interesting finding in this study was that adolescents with a knee injury history are reporting problems in a classroom and socially with peers. Pain and quality of life are known to lead to long-term problems, but this is one of the first studies to find very early effects in young athletes. This could be very problematic for their future mental and physical health and development. It would be very interesting to follow these athletes long term. As clinicians, our patients are trying to tell us that they don't feel normal and that it affects many aspects of their life, not just the physical function. We need to be more attentive to this and see if there are interventions that might help our patients with a history of knee injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was the special issue on mental health in athlete training and sports healthcare. And if you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts, and the special issue on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.